Rock the Block is back. I'm Lucianne Lance, and joining me is Claire Simpson. She is Home Improvement Program Manager with Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley. I was so impressed with Rock the Block, the first one this year, where we gathered in Ypsilanti Township and just had a marvelous time talking with all of the volunteers out there who then were launched to do all this work in the neighborhood to beautify it. And an opportunity to talk with some of the residents out there who are so appreciative of the work that's being done. This changes lives, doesn't it?
It really does. Our May 8th Rock the Block, our first ever event, was overwhelming in the best possible way. Our homeowners were so happy and enthusiastic, and the 123 volunteers that came out from local businesses and our corporate partners were just amazing, not only in the work that they got done, but just their excitement to be there and how much they cared about their community and people that they had frankly never met before.
You know, I know you're changing lives of residents, but I think you're also changing the lives of volunteers. I think that you never forget about an experience like this to help someone else in such a profound way, to actually do the, you know, the sweat and tears of the kind of work they were doing, but to see then the grateful faces, the people that benefit from this, you don't forget that, Claire.
Yeah, it's such a tangible way to make an impact in someone's life. You see the before and after. And like you're saying, the homeowners are out on site and they're working alongside folks most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's coming up again June 12th, and this is a hands-on community revitalization that brings volunteers, residents, and local partners together to complete exterior home repairs, neighborhood cleanup projects for partner neighborhoods. What neighborhood is this going to be in this week?
We will be on the Furwood and Elder Streets.
And that's in Ypsilanti?
In Ypsilanti, yep. And we will be working at 8 homes, so just a little bit smaller than our last one, but just as much community action going on there. One really interesting thing about this event is that 7 of the 8 homeowners are actually Habitat homeowners, meaning that they purchased their home through Habitat at some point. But they're almost all our newer home, or our, I'm sorry, our homeowners from 25 years ago, so
advent
of Habitat.
How long has Habitat been around?
35 years.
35 years locally here, right?
Yep.
And done just such marvelous work, you know, doing both new builds, rebuilds, community revitalizations, and helping out in so many ways. Habitat for Humanity is such a vital organization in our community. And then there's also the Restore. Tell everyone what that is, because that's part of Habitat.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's an integral piece and kind of hanging out in the background there. But our Restore, it keeps literal metric tons of waste out of the landfill. And then every item, or every dollar, I'm sorry, that is generated at the Restore goes directly back into our programming. So, you know, the next time you're in your spare bedroom and you're thinking, ooh, I'd love this lamp, but I don't use it, please bring it down to the Restore. By donating to us, you are supporting a senior or a veteran with a new roof or an HVAC system.
Wow, that is so nice. That's wonderful. So let's not forget about that either. And you can also shop online at the Restore, right? At Habitat for Humanity, I think. Is that a new component this year?
Yep, we just launched our online store, so you can sit from the comfort of your couch and take a look at what great items we have.
Go to h4h.org. You can see what we're talking about, h4h.org, as we continue our conversation with Claire Simpson from Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley. You're in need of volunteers for this week's Rock the Block. And in particular, there are lots of school kids who are out and might be looking for a way to give back this season. So tell everyone how they can get involved.
Yeah, it truly is a family-friendly experience. It's a great space to learn how to use a new power tool or how to install a garden bed. And we're looking for public volunteers. And if you're curious, please go to our website at h4h.org/rockTheBlock. Ages 14 plus are welcome, as long as there is an adult to accompany them.
All right. So 14 on up. And I like that idea of, you know, parents and kids working side by side on something like this. It's something you don't forget. And I'll tell you what I haven't forgotten. Claire, you are phenomenal, and I know everyone at Habitat is phenomenal, but I got a chance to see you in action at the first Rock the Block. I was the MC for that, and you spoke at it, and I was really touched by what you said, and I'm hoping you can kind of generate some of that this morning to share with our audience, because you have a social worker background. Talk about that. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you pull in from that when you are working with Habitat clients.
Well, first off, thank you so much. That's so kind. So I actually started at Habitat as an intern when I was receiving my master's from the University of Michigan for social work. I knew that I wanted to be in some sort of community development space, and Habitat really fulfilled all of my professional dreams in the best possible way, in the sense that I get to work with our community residents every single day, local nonprofits. I get to hear the needs of residents, bring that to the table, and then some really amazing, wonderful volunteers, corporations, and folks who care about our community hear that concern, and they are able to support us, whether that's financially or through volunteering, honestly, even just through talking about it with us and bringing voice to the need of folks. It's really important, and I love my job.
What would you like to tell the rest of us, people that aren't in that space on a regular basis, and with the clients that you work with and you talk with on a daily basis, what do you want us to understand about the situation they might be in, and maybe a little bit about the struggle that many of our neighbors go through locally?
Yeah, I think one thing is that it's really easy to assume what people need, right? So we might assume that a senior could probably benefit from handrails, but in actuality, what they might be needing more so is access to not feeling as isolated, right? So social interaction with other individuals, and how can Habitat act as a liaison between the needs of our residents and the amazing resources we have in Washtenaw County.
Yeah, not just going in and saying, this is what you need, finding out what those needs are and where they're at the moment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this happens on even a small Rock the Block beautification event. I mean, we're only doing the work for 4 hours at a time. So these volunteers are only meeting homeowners for a few hours. But being able to actually see what folks need, and we'll leave it as vague as that because it ranges from medical to mental health concerns, all across the spectrum.
You know, when I drove into the West Willow neighborhood for the first Rock the Block where the work was being done, I was so impressed with how beautifully kept the lawns were, how the pride that the neighborhood had in their homes. Flowers were out, everything. And I thought, wow, what are we going to do here today? Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of need. There's everything from paint scraping to painting to planting, just general cleanup. I mean, they did everything. Cleaning out gutters. And again, that's something you don't always see, right, in a neighborhood. But it needs to get done. And many of those people just couldn't get up to do their own, right? And putting gutter guards in, that was part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you think about it, our homes are most of our biggest investments in life. So for someone to come and to care for your home, it means so much.
Take us back those 25 years to some of the people now that, you know, they were Habitat homeowners at the very beginning who now, you know, have these volunteers, this army of volunteers coming out to do work. That moment for them, I mean, what is that like when you get a new home?
It has been so special to speak with these folks that I haven't seen in years, and for them to just share stories of how they are now friends with other Habitat homeowners on the street, how they raised their children together, how just all of this like interconnectedness that has come from our organization has been, it'll bring like a tear to your eye. It's the sweetest thing.
Someone was telling me that at one of the Habitat builds, they were working side by side by an individual, not realizing it was the homeowner, that she never said anything until later when she spoke to the group at the very end, and that this woman that was with her, next to her, working with her, said, I never would have guessed that she was the homeowner. She was working just as hard as we were, and sweat was coming down, and, you know, you're pounding with a hammer and doing everything you have to do for it. And she talked about how it was so wonderful that she was able to work on her own home and kind of that sweat equity that goes in on it. Tell everyone, from the early days 35 years ago at Habitat for Humanity, Claire, today you're doing things a little bit differently with how you're acquiring places. Can you tell us like how that happens today at Habitat?
Yeah, I will say it's more beneficial for a lot of nonprofits now to actually go into new construction, just because actually acquiring a home for renovation and then doing all of the work that is necessary to basically revitalize a home and rehab it at this point is out of reach, frankly, for us. So that way we can sell those homes at an affordable rate. So we've been doing a lot of new building construction. That's one major difference. And then obviously during COVID, we weren't able to build or renovate as many homes. But now we are gearing up to have six new builds this upcoming year.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And in the midst of it, doing Rock the Block too, which is really nice. So if you go online to h4h.org/rocktheblock, you'll get right to the Rock the Block page. And we had one on Friday, May 8th, now one coming up Friday, June 12th, and another one Friday, October 23rd. So if you would like to take part in this, whether it's a business and you want to get your employees kind of bonding, doing something fun and beneficial for the community, a family, Claire was telling us that, you know, with kids off from school right now looking for something to do, it's a great way for them to volunteer. And a lot of them like to put this on their college applications that they were able to participate in something like this. So that can be very meaningful. What do you think they need to do right now in order to get involved with this week's Rock the Block? How can they do this?
Please visit our website and contact our wonderful volunteer coordinator, Mariah. You can find her email on that Rock the Block site. And we will get you signed up, registered, give you a safety waiver, and get you all ready to meet our homeowners and make a big impact.
And it's Friday, June 12th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And everyone ended up getting there much earlier than that. People were gathering around 8 o'clock or so. There'll be, you know, little donuts and a little fun, and they take very good care of you. And that was another thing that impressed me about you, Claire. You talked a lot about the safety of the individuals who were doing this and admonishing them to stay safe and, you know, try not to step on ladders and or rakes. And so you have to stay safe doing this as well. But you can be a minimum of 14 years old with an adult and
yep.
participate in this too. Okay. And you do need volunteers for this week.
Yes.
All right. And so there are 8 houses they're going to be tackling, everything from gardening to painting to putting in gutter guards. Anything else that the kind of work, can you give an idea to what people are going to be doing?
You pretty much nailed it. Just be ready to get dirty and probably be sweaty.
That's true. Yeah. Wear appropriate clothes. Will people be getting a Rock the Block t-shirt for their efforts as well?
Oh, they absolutely will. A nice, bright, neon green Rock the Block t-shirt.
Fun to see everyone wearing those during the event. Claire Simpson with us, Home Improvement Program Manager for Habitat for Humanity, if you're on Valley. Get the kids involved and join us this coming Friday. It's going to be a wonderful time. And you can go online and get more info, h4h.org/rocktheblock. What's next for Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley as you look towards the future? What kinds of things is the organization working on?
Well, as this is our first, essentially our pilot for Rock the Block, really trying to get this launched off the ground and then grow as we can. We want to build as many homes as we can. Provide as much access to home ownership. We want to provide as many critical repairs as we can and partner with other nonprofits and major health systems just to bridge the gap and increase accessibility.
We wish you well. Thank you so much. Thanks for bringing us on along with all the fun going on. I had a great time at the first Rock the Block. Unfortunately, I can't be there this week as I'm moving, but I'm looking forward to hopefully helping out in October at the third one. So just an impressive event. And we thank all of the volunteers and staff with Habitat for Humanity who make it happen. Thanks, Claire. Good talking with you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.